Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Babylon Talk Radio. Furthermore, we want to welcome you to the end of the Gentile rule. I am your host, V the Preacher, And once again, we are on the eve of the fifth day. Actually, have entered into the sixth day, because the beginning of the day is the evening. It is my pleasure to be back with you. It's been a while, and we have missed you much. Straight No Chaser is a show that's designed to deal with our community, to deal with our people, our issues, our problems, our plights, magnify it, talk about it. We don't really come with this whole 70s, 80s thing, talking about let's find a solution. We like to talk about the root that begat the problem in order to create a solution, because we live in a society that believes in order out of chaos. And we are living in chaotic times that have been purposely set before you, intentionally, that they might introduce a new world, a new age, a new structure, a new construct wherewith they expect us to live by, because they are the elite, the upper class, the Illuminati, those that want to see a new world order. They are under the belief that they can change history and prophecy and the way things are supposed to go. But unfortunately, that is not going to transpire. There's a prophecy that predates all of this chaos that makes it clear that we are definitely at the end of the Gentile rule. Straight No Chaser, it's our talk show. What goes on in the family stays in the family, but unfortunately everything we do is mocked, mimicked. It's amusement, it's entertainment. We've become an astonishment for the other nations that look at us in amazement, because they know we are the children of the Most High. Hey, black people, psst, come here, let me tell you a secret. Come closer. You're the lost children of Israel, and they don't want you to know. Surprise, surprise. Now, you know what? On this show, we have to set our face like a flint, because you all can be some crazy Negroes, because you go out of your way to entertain the masses, looking for validation, vindication, and acceptance. You are perpetrating a fraud because you're caught up into comparative self-worth, and you are the one that buys into mainstream advertisement, society, and feel like you must have everything to prove that you're on top, because you've been desecrated, abominated, forsaken, cast down. But unbelievably, as Apostle Paul said, not destroyed. The resilience is in you because of who you are. That's the kind of stuff we talk about tonight. So we want to welcome you here at the Social Change Action Network. We seek to empower a community of people. We know if we can change one man, he can change his family. If he can change his family, he can change his community. You can change a community, you can begin to change a city. And this is the change that they really don't want to see. This is the change that your so-called black leaders lie about, the ones that work for the government to keep you docile and to calm you down, your Jesse Jacksons, your Al Sharptons. That's some of the stuff that we're going to talk about tonight. I don't really want to be on the air long. So the chat room may not be open, but the guest call-in number is available. It's 213-769-0910. If you got any questions or comments or anything you want to talk about as it pertains to what's going on tonight, we're going to cover just probably a few topics of current events, what's going on around us in the world around us. We're going to talk about what's happening to us financially, what's happening to us spiritually, what's happening to us physically. And most of all, why we're in this predicament that we're in. Some people told me this is pretty brash and pretty bold to put the title down that I've put down, but I figured it would do most of the talking for me tonight, so I wouldn't have to talk. At the end of the day, what you're experiencing in our society, our public, and our world all boils down to one thing, and I'm not going to beat around the bush. This is Straight No Chaser. When it comes to sickness, disease, catastrophes, calamities, civil unrest, false flag events, vaccinations, changing of the guard, United Nations, troops on the ground, unclean food, unclean water, at the end of the day, it comes down to the war against the children of Israel. And you're starting to wake up, in all praises to the Most High, Ahayah, Bahashem, Yeshaya, because our people are starting to come into the knowledge of the truth. And this is something they could not change, stop, or hold back, because it was prophesied in the Tanakh. It's what your lying preachers who were taught by the Zionists in their those schools that they went to that they call seminaries, where they injected a false story, a false semen in them to teach you in the black community a false doctrine and religion to keep you asleep and ignorant to who you really are. Sellout preachers preaching for a paycheck that they promised them they would have if they preached a certain doctrine and not the precepts. If they preached a chapter and not the precepts. It's through the precepts we get understanding. I know you say, what is a precept? That's where you read one scripture and find a like scripture in another book. I should say another book within the Bible that confirms and aligns itself up with that same scripture. Line upon line and precept upon precept. The black church has become a billion-dollar industry, and black pastors are getting rich, and now corporations have bought into the conferences that these black churches give. And yet our black churches will not build black businesses, black schools, and you wonder why. Because they're 501c3 sanctioned. And I saw an incredible photo today, picture of a man, Satan with horns, red, saying, if you're 501c3 compliant, your butt belongs to me. And it was so true, because these are lay down guys for the government that will preach a doctrine that they tell them to preach for faith-based initiative. And you like going to the false Babylonian Christian church on the non-worship day of Sunday and listening to a false doctrine that keeps you asleep indefinitely. All praises to the Most High for the remnant, the 144,000, the lost diaspora of the 12 tribes of Israel that are waking up. The ones that these vaccinations, diseases, metals, chemtrails, toxins, biological warfare is having no effect on, nor the false doctrine. It's not penetrating them, because the Most High is waking you up. I salute you. Now salute the Father. You know who you are. And if you're not one of them, and you think that the people that are preaching on the streets are insane, or the people that are realizing that they're Hebrew Israelites are insane, because you got a few Hebrew Israelites who are insane, that are government plants put out there to make the real ones who are waking up look insane, well, then you're the one that's captivated by the show, and you're insane. When will the introspect begin with you and you do research for yourself? Google won't be here forever. Bing, Yahoo, or X, quick. If you don't find out the truth now, straight, no chaser, you will be forever lost. Now, one thing about truth is when a person hears it, we never know how they're going to react. Because truth cuts like a knife. People literally hate truth. As I mentioned once before, because truth has a way of exposing things done in the dark. Yeah, real talk. Brothers and sisters, my job is V the preacher, Elder V as well, is to challenge you and bring forth the dialogue, but I got to talk to you in language that you sometimes is the only language that you understand. I can't sit up here and talk Hebrew, talking that false, pseudo, hypocritical, religiosity language. Oh, God is good all the time. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. You are a Sambo Negro talking like that. Programmed. Sick. And I'm not going to sit up here and try to talk above your head and sound like Brian Gumbel or Wayne Brady. But at the same time, I'm going to make my face hard against these spirits that compel you to do ignorant you-know-what-ish. The ones that tell you to ignore me and continue to be a fool, because this world is trying to get you to become immoral, an abomination. Seen a little boy at high school with some lace stockings on and Daisy Duke shorts and bangles and makeup in high school. Broke my heart. At the same time, I want to beat the man into him too. Beat some testosterone into him. It's not okay. And it's a trip for me to see other people around him saying it's okay. We have bowed down as a society and given in to what the programming of television has told us we're supposed to give in to. Because that's where this information is coming from, that's telling our children how to dress, how to talk, how to walk, how to look. It's ridiculous. What say you? Listen, if you want to call in tonight, it's 213-769-0910. And I know you know, everyone knows if you listen to this show, I know I'm going to get right into it. I don't have time to talk about other things, but we get into the heart of who the Israelites are and what we're supposed to do. If there is no law, there is no sin, there's no transgression, and we as Israelites, we follow the law. You talking about the laws of this land? Where you get married in the courts and then right behind you the gay couple gets married? Come on, man. Are there some laws if we don't follow that, if we, because we're in this bondage, that they will lead us in jail? Yes. Do you have to comply and follow every law? No. These laws and policies were meant to destroy our families because they are against the children of Israel. Ever since they put laws in place to get the man out of the house, help the woman to get income, a job, and take care of her child, and make it so that the only thing a man could do is sell drugs, sell guns, or do something illegal to take care of his family, then you know that this system is set up against you for you to fail. Why is HIV so high amongst Latinos and blacks in our community? And what the hell is AIDS? Because nobody seems to still know where it came from, and Magic Johnson is still alive. How long will you continue to believe the lies and smile in the faces of literal demons, literal created people in labs that are walking amongst you, that are demon-possessed, people that hate you and despise you because they know who you are? I'm going to do something I rarely do, because you don't understand why it's a war against the children of Israel. Let me go back to the Tanakh. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me, Negro. With, you know, y'all that want to do everything you see on Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, you want to be them niggas and continue and perpetuate the ignorance and think that's getting you somewhere. If you amass a bunch of bling, that's your gods, your idols, and you're going to end up dying in Babylon and dying with this world, because there is a change that's coming. But when will you become stronger and big enough to say no? No to the poisons they're giving you in your food. No to the poisons they're giving your children through vaccinations. No to the education they're giving your children and family. No to the drugs they're pumping in your community. No to the fake black president. No to, when are you going to start to say no to the divorce, to what we do to each other? No to talking about each other instead of talking to each other. No to being your clown. This buffoonery. No to supporting your movies and films, and then you kill our stars, our heroes, our brothers and sisters because they sold out and didn't know what they were doing. No. When will you begin to say no to the guns and the weed and the drugs that they're pumping in your community, when will you begin to say no to sex and everything you see and acting like it don't mean nothing? When will you say no to offing a nigga on the streets over some tennis shoes being stepped on? When will you begin to say no? Check this out. Let me read this before we get into this some more so that you can better understand why the war against the children of Israel started. We are living in Jacob's trouble. You'll find that mentioned in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter and the 7th verse. And the whole earth has been given over into the hands of the wicked. You'll find that in Job 9 and 24. You'll find out that when Jacob and Esau was born, two nations was in their mother's belly. Esau came out first, who was light, albino, white, and red, and hairy all over. But Jacob was holding his heel. They were fighting and struggling in the womb the whole time. Psalms 83. Shows you what your United Nations exists for and why they're invading nations and why Ahmadinejad, who was in Iran, who was definitely one of the Persians, the Medes, that will stir up in the end to bring destruction to Babylon, why he said what he said last year to the UN about that they owe us, the black people that built this nation, the children of Israel. And he told them who they were, and they began to walk out. And they don't want you to see that footage. They don't want you to know the truth, because they know the truth. And this is a song of Asaph, who said, keep now thy silence. Keep not thy silence, O God. He's getting ready to speak because we're coming to the end of the curses and the promise that he made to Abraham. Curses are beginning to lift in the valley of dry bones. Dry bones are coming to life. And he's saying in the song through prophecy in Psalms 83 and 1, keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they make and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They hate the Most High God because he's chosen a family. He's chosen a nation. He's chosen the children of Israel as his favorite people. And he gave that promise to his friend Abraham, who he called friend. Abraham begot Isaac and then Jacob. The fourth verse says, they have said, come. They are every other nation. They're going to call these nations by different names. You need to know that all the nations' names have been changed. To China, Russia, Germany, Iran, Iraq, but they were called something different so that way they can hide this from you. It says they have said, come and let us cut them off. That being the children of Israel, from being a nation. That's why we don't know who we are, where we come from, what our heritage is, and we know we're not African because they despise our black. That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. You forgot that you were the children of Israel. And it says, for they have consulted at the UN together with one consent. They are confederate against the Most High. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Jabal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines and inhabitants of Tyre. I want you to Google those names and find out what the origin of those names were, the etymology and where they came from and what their names are today, what they've been changed to. Assur also is joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera and as to Jabin at the brook of Kassan, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb. You got the song saying, destroy them. That's called an imprecatory prayer. You're supposed to pray for vengeance. Let me tell you something. You can't forgive a white man for naming you after him and killing your ancestors and forefathers because you don't have the ability to do so. Because to forgive is to eradicate a debt. And you do not have the power to eradicate the debt that they owe the children of Israel for destroying their ancestors, taking their name, their nation, their language. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. Says that the synagogue of Satan sits in our seat, in our place. Brothers and sisters, we are coming to the time that they know there's going to be a changing of the guard, but they think they're going to be able to fight against the return of our brother Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, through NASA, through ships. Why the hell are you fighting in the Marines and Navy and Army? You think you're going to fight against the Most High? You'll never win. Brothers and sisters, this has all been designed to try and destroy you. But we will win. We will win.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Babylon Talk Radio, show designed to deal with our community. How foolish and ignorant we've become. And if ignorance is bliss, we're living in heaven. We are the social media and entertainment. We are Facebook. We are reality shows. We are acting a frickin' fool. Because you're lawless. Because they blinded you. They've got you to compromise. They want you to be just like them, and now you want to be like them. You want to eat what they eat, go where they go, dress like they dress, and worship their gods, and it's killing you. That's why you're sick. They want to keep the curses on you by getting you to desecrate your God, the Most High God, the one true God, the only God. They worship fallen angels. They worship demons, which is why they have sex with animals, drink blood, sacrifice babies, eat abominable things, have no feeling, no soul, no concern. Now they've gotten pretty close to you. They can mock you and imitate you pretty good and disseminate people to dwell amongst you that you think are part of you and with you, and they're not down with you because they don't have the melanin that creates the soul and communications and perception that we have as Israelites. Don't take the internet away and the cell phones away. I guarantee you that that's inside of us will increase, and we will be able to communicate as we do. When we walk into a room and we sense and know things, and when we know our brothers and sisters and we know what's right, we know what's wrong, you can't take that away from us. You'll never be able to take that away. And this is why they're amazed at you, because the World Health Organization and your local health organizations have been following you, tracking you from birth. When they took you in another room away from your mother and started pulling your blood and shooting you up with vaccines and pig and monkey blood and metals and diseases and sicknesses, and they wanted to see how this would progress, and they monitor you and continue giving you the vaccines, and you begin to pick up early childhood diseases. But there's a lot of you it didn't work on. There's some that it did work on. And unfortunately, they're in a better place. But unfortunately, it worked because we got too caught up into the system of eating their foods. We think it's so innocent to eat the most unclean meat there is in the world, which is a freaking pig that's loaded with parasites. These parasites are in your body. They're causing cancers, tumors, diseases, arthritis, Alzheimer's, and the vaccinations are actually causing a binary effect with the chemtrails that are in the air, the metals. And so they're documenting the progression of the diseases, which are demons they've put in you. They document and follow this through the years to see if it's taking effect. Many of you all praises to the Most High. It's not affecting, but the majority of you, you have a freaking demon in you, which is a sickness and disease that causes you to be more inclined to adapt to the ways of this world, especially homosexuality. You think it's just a fad because it's on TV that your daughter is a lesbian and your son is gay? No, they're loaded with estrogen and parasites and demons that have been unleashed on our society to demoralize us and make us not care. Sex means nothing to these kids, nor does murder, life, death. Everything is gone. Feeling is gone because they are numb. They don't believe in church, don't trust churches, and they have created gender-specific weapons with this biological warfare. And they have also created things that specifically target minorities, Latinos and blacks. The 12 tribes of Israel, the lost diaspora, you who don't know who the hell you are. They have pinpointed things and diseases and vaccinations that can destroy you, destroy your spirituality, destroy your DNA, and destroy your desire to want to connect with a higher being, the Most High, Ahaya. And you don't even realize how serious this warfare is. And if you don't have on the armor, you're not going to make it. And sad to say, you don't know what the armor is. You think it's if I get up and go to church with grandma, I might get something. Then you go there and you're disillusioned and even more pissed off because you realize you were entertained by a faggot choir and a bunch of other hypocrites that you know you saw at the club, the casino, and everything else that are basically lawless and just playing the game because they love the idea of the community of church, a place to hang out, gather, meet, and see, and lust, and do whatever else they do and take everybody else's money. Because as we said, the church is a billion-dollar industry that does not build schools, does not build black businesses, does not promote the community, and doesn't teach our people who they are. Come back to the Torah, the Tanakh, and the laws that were given to Moses through the Most High for a family and nation whom is the only family and nation that he's known. He's getting ready to lift the curses off of us, but sad to say, many of you will be destroyed if you don't take heed to Straight No Chaser, which is you need to stop acting a damn fool and get some laws within your life, the Ten Commandments, and the way he gave us to live when we were as a family, when we were one, when we understood our responsibility, when we knew we weren't like them, and when we didn't try to be like them. But suddenly we've allowed ourselves to fall into their hands. Wake up, man, while you have a chance. Wake up.
Long.
So let me break it down to you. I'm talking about these parasites, sicknesses, diseases, all created to destroy our community and make money in the interim off of the destruction of our people. Get off the pharmakia, get off the drugs, and come back to the expensive organic health food. Don't even buy vitamins. I'm through with that. You don't know what's in it. Many people will put concoctions together for you, herbs. You can go get your own herbs, crush them yourself. I've been trying to get back to doing the shows on the herbs, but the herbs actually have vitamins, mineral, cleansers, detoxifiers, healing agents, because they were given by the Father. They bring about a healing, which is why Elijah was able to take herbs, throw it in a soup that calmed the soup and began to heal the people. The herbs are there for your healing, as the drugs are there for your destruction and demonic possession, which is why when people were healed at the same time, our brother Messiah Christ said, go and sin no more, because the healing also brought about a deliverance because of a demon that was there that brought the sickness. Few things, juice, beets, and cilantro with carrots and apples with the seeds. This will cleanse your blood, kick up your B12 vitamins, and begin to detoxify your body and get these metals out of your body. We're living in a radiated world from Fukushima all the way down to microwaves in your house and Wi-Fi. You are being radiated to death. Combat it with much chlorella, much kelp on a daily basis. Get this in your system and begin to do a cleanse, because you need to cleanse the parasites out of your body that are causing tumors, sicknesses, pains, arthritis, because there are parasites in the genetically altered foods. And if you're eating fast food, you're already just on the road to destruction. And if you've taken any vaccinations, you know, that's supposed to fight for the flu, but they give you the flu, and your body doesn't fight against it, you actually get sick and people have died. There's also parasites from some of the animals and cultured, destroyed baby fetuses that are being put inside your body that are growing as they come into contact with the concentrates from the chemtrails and the genetically altered foods. There's too much that they have intentionally, actively put to work against you on different fronts, that they might all culminate a tragedy within you so that they can create population control as they want depopulation. As mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones near Atlanta, that we must have a reduction in population in order to move into the New World Order. They want to have a society of numbers that they can better control. So right now they treat you as the sheeple, and they herd you in a direction and you follow. And anyone who doesn't do it, they're abnormal. You are so freaking programmed and don't even realize you're living the movies that you go to see. You're in it and can't even see it. Back to health. Bentonite clay. Go to your health store and get some. If you have to eat out, take the clay. It will cleanse your body. Many of you need to begin to cleanse your body with activated charcoal. If you're just getting off of pork, which has probably put parasites and worms all throughout your brain, along with aspartame and other things, you need to get some activated charcoal into your cleanse as well, because it draws all toxins. What you don't know is all ambulances and hospitals have activated charcoal in their hospitals to fight against snake bites, spider bites, or any other toxicities that are in your body. It's a part of a cleanse because it absorbs all the toxins. Go get a juicer, shop organic, because although it's more expensive, it's cheaper than what it will cost you and your loved ones through insurance to fight against cancer or other sicknesses. You can also begin to get oxygen in your body by walking and running and drinking distilled water. Even the spring water seems to have the fluoride in there that rots your brain, rots your teeth, retards you, and makes you complacent. I know it's hard to boil your water. There's a machine called Echolo Blue that pulls water out of the air and cleanses it. Something to look into. I'll give you another quick tip. You want to find out how to get oxygen in your body? Go get you some hydrogen peroxide from the dollar store. Put it in the freezer. The water portion of the hydrogen peroxide will definitely freeze. But that's left, that's liquid, is pure peroxide. It's dangerous. So I don't recommend you using it. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it is pure oxygen. If you put a couple of drops of that in some water, you'll begin to oxygenate your body. Much garlic, much ginger, many raw nuts, many raw seeds, less meats, more green vegetables, less salt, no iodized salt, Himalayan pink salt, and as many herbs as you can get your hands on, and change it, and then begin to spiritualize, not religionize, not wake up on Sunday, get up on the Shabbat the day after 6 days of work, and don't do nothing but reflect and praise the Most High. I just had to give you that. You know what I'm going to do right now? We played a clip last week on the things that are being done to destroy the children of Israel, and I'm going to give that to you again.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what it is. You have to see it for yourself.
It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens.
How could anyone fly a 60-ton, 125-foot-wide, 44-foot-tall plane through this obstacle course?
The official explanation is that the intense heat from the jet fuel vaporized the entire plane. Flight 77 had two Rolls-Royce engines made of steel and titanium alloy and weighed 6 tons each. It is scientifically impossible that 12 tons of steel and titanium was vaporized by jet fuel.
We're also told that the bodies were able to be identified either by their fingerprints or by the DNA. So what kind of fire can vaporize aluminum and tempered steel and yet leave human bodies intact?
Part of the problem is that most people simply don't know much about Building 7 due to the extraordinary secrecy surrounding this collapse.
And this was a 47-story skyscraper. This building fell at 5:25.
It was not hit by a plane. This building had fires on only two or three floors.
And it was brought down by what we know was a controlled demolition.
Look, the CIA has done in this country, what they've done to us is unbelievable. Look at the terrorist acts that have occurred. The CIA behind most, if not all of them. We had the World Trade Center in 1993. Unfortunately for them, there were only six people killed, not enough to pass the legislation. So what happened is 2 years later, April 19, 1995, down comes Oklahoma City Murrah Building, 168 people killed. 1 year later, the anti-terrorism legislation that takes away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties is passed.
But if you really look at both sides,
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about you? What about Jesus?
There is one way and only one way, and
there
that is through Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be
with
because a million
you
of people
say
in
there
the world.
Isn't.
There couldn't possibly be.
And God is a feeling experience, not a believing experience.
That's right.
And if your religion is a believing experience, if God for you is still about a belief, then it's not truly God.
And he says, how do you think that I became famous the way that I am? And I said, you must have had some good luck. Well, he says, there's no such thing as good luck. He says, there's either some power working for you somewhere, or you don't get ahead in this world. Not in my type of occupation.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a tough bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
On this earth and in a world we can't see.
Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money. So they make all the rules. You understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect.
I've asked Congress, we've asked a lot of people in the IRS, the IRS commissioners, helpers. They can't answer, because if they answer, the American people are going to know that this whole thing is a fraud.
It's a plan of time. It's a phony. If they want to create prosperity, they just print dollars. They just make dollars or put digits into the economy, and then now you have prosperity. You don't have real prosperity. You don't have real manufacturing. You just have money being injected in. It's an infusion of credit.
Which only makes the government go into more debt.
Into more debt.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
On these Georgia Guidestones, it gives the Ten Commandments for the New World Order. Ten Commandments for the New World Order. The first commandment was to maintain humanity under a half billion. Looks like a lot of people got to die for their plan to work.
And let me assure you that absolutely nothing that I'm going to tell you is exaggerated, is interpolated, or is imagined. Everything I'm going to tell you is documented. Now, Codex Alimentarius Commission is administered by the World Health Organization, WHO, and the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization. They fund Codex and they run it at the request of the UN. So they're mommy and daddy to Codex Alimentarius.
66% of United States residents' public water is fluoridated. It is known to have tremendous effects on bone cancer, joint problems, bone weakness, lowered estrogen and testosterone levels, and dental fluorosis, which is yellowing of the teeth and pitting in the enamel.
Nutrients under Codex not only are limited to those nutrients on the positive list, and we anticipate there will be 18 of them, and they do not include CoQ10, glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate. They do include fluoride, which, to my knowledge as a physician, has absolutely no biological benefit whatsoever, but it does make people complacent. Fluoride was first used in the Gulag because it was discovered that prisoners who were fed fluoridated water were complacent, and you could do anything you wanted to them. They were easy to manage.
If you fluoridate the water, why people are not
as aggressive as they ordinarily would be. In fact, what is the active ingredient in Prozac that is so widely distributed in America today? Why, it's a fluoride compound.
Aspartame, the artificial sweetener found in almost every low-sugar or sugar-free product on the market.
First of all, aspartame is made up of three things: methanol, which of course is what produces blindness, aspartic acid, and phenylalanine. These are all poisons. Aspartic acid, of course, produces brain lesions. This was known back in the early 1970s. Methanol produces blindness. Phenylalanine is what you see in the brain, and in high doses, it produces trauma.
We're not making this all up. The FDA did publish back in, I think it was in the 80s, they did publish the 92 potential side effects of aspartame. And they do, these side effects are quite, are extremely serious. Things like dizziness, problems with balance, abdominal pain and cramps, changes in vision, seizures and convulsions, etc.
I mean, you'll see a plane up there flying like normal, and then all of a sudden it starts spraying. We've seen them fly off into the distance and then loop around and fly back again. These are not your typical planes with a preordained path destination from city to city. Someone needs to explain to me why do they stop traveling in one particular direction and then loop around and come back again. They perform this behavior so many times that we start seeing the tic-tac-toe grids in the sky. We're witnessing the giant X's. And I mean, Rosalyn, when you and I grew up, these contrails naturally dissipated in a few seconds or perhaps a minute max. But these things expand, they grow bigger, and before you know it, the entire sky is overcast.
That's correct.
Let's not even add the conspiracy of the AIDS virus. Go on the internet and put in your Google into your search engine. Put in there AIDS virus and put in there smoking gun of AIDS and see the evidence in the documents. You will be shocked. And the smoking gun of AIDS came out in 1996 because in America we have something called the Freedom of Information Act, which means every 25 years, what they do that we don't know about, they have to reveal it after 25 years. Now we know about it.
We have a web of deception and misperception about vaccines.
Of course, you learn to trust your pediatrician.
Ultimately, our son was diagnosed with a pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, which is a form of autism.
For decades, half of all childhood vaccines contained a chemical preservative called thimerosal. It is made from mercury, one of the most poisonous substances on Earth.
Channel 8's Valerie Williams has spent the past 3 months investigating claims that government regulators and some pharmaceutical companies knew of the dangers but never told the public.
We're developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function. We're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ, but a lot fewer people of higher IQ. In other words, a dumbing down, a chemical dumbing down of society. So everyone's sort of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent. Then we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want.
We're getting ready for martial law. Everything's pointing to martial law. It's been planned 2 centuries. May 1st, 1776. 86, 96, yeah.
Is this a step towards martial law?
Certainly the involvement of the military in these fusion centers is something that's very concerning to us.
But the more recent one, which has raised a few eyebrows, is the one issued January 11, 2010, which establishes the Council of Governors.
The Council of Governors, 9 state governors and 1 from Puerto Rico. In case of a national emergency, they quarantine the country into 10 sectors and take control from the rest of the governors and state legislatures. If the president wanted to send in military or round up dissidents in a state, his council of cronies would rubber stamp anything. That's why they got picked.
I think the government's anticipating that there's going to be a
increased reaction against the economic downturn.
All of our...
The FEMA plans to imprison American citizens have generated a lot of interest around the country in locating the potential prison camps throughout the country. Inside the fenced area on the other side of the building, you'll see signs that say Red Zone, right up next to the railroad tracks that run the length of the fenced area. Next to the Red Zone sign, you can see closely numbered markers on the fences that are too closely spaced to be parking markers, just as if they plan to have people line up to board the trains.
They call it a residential center, but it looks a hell of a lot more like a prison to me. Double fences, floodlights, barbed wire to keep people from getting out, and at the main entrance, railroad tracks, just like Nazi Germany.
This small building is the only way into a particular fenced area. Inside this building, we see more of the motion-activated detectors, electronic turnstiles, and prison bars. Outside this building is fencing and a cattle run section of fence, all topped by barbed wire, pointing inward, not to keep people out, but to keep people in. Outside, there are new gas pipes. The gas lines and gas pipes at the facility run the length of the buildings. And come out at some very, very large, brand new furnaces that have been installed at the buildings throughout the facility.
I want to know why our congressmen think we need prison camps for ordinary citizens. They put it right in a congressional bill, H.R. 645.
And one more time, what kind of liners are these?
Casket liners.
These are casket liners.
That's what the man said.
That's what the man told us. And we're told that there are about, well, there were about 500,000 out here.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
And then he would repeat to me over and over, and the last card, the last card, the last card would be the extraterrestrial threat.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Shalom, shalom. So there you have it, brothers and sisters. The truth couldn't be no more plain than that. Sound bites exposing the truth behind the lies of the world you live in as it pertains to chemtrails, GMOs, HIV/AIDS, poisoning, internment camps, economic collapse, downfall, destruction of a people, and you think that this is just mere coincidence or it's for everybody. And right now it's filtered as if it's through everyone. They're coming for you because they're wrapping this up, fully aware of where things are going. And Esau, the Edomites, they don't want to give up this control, this reign, this rule that they've had. They don't want to serve. And they don't want to pay the price for the pain, hurt, and damage they've caused to this earth, this creation. And because of their father Lucifer, they believe that they can fight back, win, and suppress us. But when we see him, we shall be as he is, and we will have a stab in our foreheads, and we will not be destroyed. We are being legally destroyed through ignorance and consumerism. The foods you buy from the commercials are literally destroying your insides and destroying your DNA and your makeup. They don't mind the casualties of war with their own people, their own atheists, their own homosexuals. They're like, let them die too. They feel like it's all a waste after they get through using people. So the truth is hidden. But now they know we're starting to wake up. So now they're watching us with Facebook, social media, music, cameras, Wi-Fi in your house, Big Brother's watching, cameras everywhere. NSA, TSA, you name it. They know who you are. They've been watching your blood. All your dental records and doctor records have been compiled along with the blood that's been drawn from you to see who you are, to know what tribe you're from, if you're a descendant of the original children of Israel. You see how progressive DNA has become, and you think they can't tell and go back to find out who are the original people? Yes, they can. They want you to think they can't. Are you ignorant? The reason why these people rule the airwaves? Because they don't want you to wake up and take their places? Why they hate you? Because they know who you are more than you want to believe who you are. And they'd rather see your destruction than have to give up the power that they have. And how dare you say that the Messiah is a black man? I'm going to say this before I go. Anytime archaeologists, excavators, or raiders of the lost arks discover artifacts, scrolls, or should I say our Hebrew history, immediately the NSA, CIA, and FBI are called in to cordon off the area until they've gathered the facts, put together, because it's a matter of national security, which means what I speak to you is as well. Black man in the ghetto, stop acting a fool. Stick your chest out. Hold your head up. You are a son of the children of Israel and a part of the seed. Holla at me on the Shabbat this Saturday, the Sabbath day. Find out what you're supposed to do from there. This is V the Preacher. I'm going to tell you like I always tell you. Truth is a journey, not a destination. If you think you got it all, trust me, you haven't arrived. Because the layers just don't stop. I got mad love for you. Shalom. Shalom. No change.
Simply call me sweet where I am home.